Love's the answer. What's your question? Amen. So we've been talking about being a lighthouse, and to me that means shining the love that you have within you out to others. And through that, like what Ruth says, was the power of love and the energy that changes and transforms things. And it's amazing. I've seen it happen over and over, and just recently I've seen it happen here on the ranch. And just by being love and knowing love is there and seeing love in the other people changes things. I don't know how it does it. It just does. But why can't we be in that space of being a lighthouse all the time? Because we get pissed off. And we get upset, and we get angry, and we get hurt, and we carry all this pain in us. And so then we have this whole emotional energy field that blocks us from loving. And so we're second week now, we're here on understanding, and understanding is going to be the key to letting go of all of those things that are in your energy field. Not only for looking and understanding yourself, but putting yourself in the other person's shoes. Because here's a little ditty I made up. Everybody in your life's an angel. Everybody is a light to me. The light of God's pure love is shining right through them and blessing me. If I don't like just what you're doing and I get mad and angry too, I know the problem lies within me and I've got lots of work to do. Because everybody in my life's an angel. Everybody is a light to me. The light of God's pure love is shining right through them and blessing me. And we've all got issues and buttons and things that pushed up. My little ditties. But if somebody is pushing your button, it's actually a blessing that they are showing you something that is blocking your love. Because you get this going up in your emotional energy field, and then where'd the love go? And one of the things that can lead you to that, water is definitely a good for the heart, because when you touch your heart, the waters just flow. Water works. But when you can see and understand what's going on in somebody else and put yourself in their shoes, you wouldn't be able to do that if you didn't have something of that within yourself. You cannot see something in somebody else that is an unknown to you. We can only see what's known. So if something's going on in somebody else and they pushed your button and whatever, you know, take that opportunity. You know, we've been talking about how crisis is an opportunity. Actually, the Chinese writing means opportunity. Crisis and opportunity are interchangeable in that. Because when you get those buttons pushed, it's time and it's an opportunity for you to get rid of those things that are blocking that light. And we cannot be a lighthouse if we're standing brooding in our own yuckiness. You know? And so when you turn that light to yourself and understand that, hey, my inner child did not get its full buckets of love when it was growing up. And I know none of us did, because we haven't been there yet. And so it's time for us to turn around and love that that is within us. If we're still looking for love on the outside, we're looking in all the wrong places. Because the love is on the inside. And it's up to us to turn around and love the divine love and the divinity and the I Am presence that is within us. Because that's where the love comes from. And when you can feel and connect to that love, it doesn't matter if anybody likes you or not. You can stand in your own truth and your own light and shed that out. And say, I understand what you're going through, because I wouldn't be able to understand it and see it if I hadn't been there myself. And I don't like it in myself, and I don't like it in you, but let's just love past it. Because we're all just hurt beings here. We're all wounded here. You know? And the only thing that's going to heal it is the love. So I offer this to all of us, that we take the opportunity to, when this comes up in us, in so many different forms in our emotional field, that we use that to turn to understanding about what happened to me to make it be there, and what's happening for this other person too. You know, that you're not doing this to me, I have this in me already. Because nobody can do anything to you. It's already in us. So clearing our emotional fields and connecting and knowing that we are really loved. You know what I really like about this place? I was telling my mom the other day, I've been in a lot of organizations and spiritual communities and things like that, but not like this where I can look around. I know everybody's name. Everybody, and I bet you do too, you know. And when there's 40 or 50 or 60 of us, you know, my goodness, we know each other. And in that knowing, we know that we're all wounded and we're carrying around these things and sometimes they come up. But standing in that light of love for each other is what's making things happen and change here. And I'm so glad to be a part of it. And what Ruth said, you know, it's powerful when you can love. Here they come again. When you can love and just, and not like a blast like we're talking about. A lighthouse goes around. Follow the love, feel the love, you know. And have someone else feel it too. That's how we're going to heal each other. And that's what we're doing here. I mean, it's happening. It's magical. And I love it. And I love you all. And thank you, Jane.
Yes. Could you sing the song one more time? A little slower.
It's just a ditty. Everybody in my life's an angel. Everybody is a light to me. The light of God's pure love is shining right through them and blessing me. If I don't like just what you're doing and I get mad and angry too, I know the problem lies within me and I've got lots of work to do. 'Cause everybody in my life's an angel. Everybody is a light to me. The light of God's pure love is shining right through them and blessing me. Thank you.